Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here. This weekend, of course, has been Veterans Day weekend. Remembrance of those who lost their lives in previous battles, but also those who are still alive, those who have served our country. Originally, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month was Armistice Day. That was the time in which World War I came to an end. I remember as a child, from time to time, our teachers, as we approached Veterans Day, would give out little poppies, red poppies that we would put in our pockets and so forth, as a remembrance of that war. And since that time, it's been changed to Veterans Day. And of course, it's an opportunity for us to be thankful and to share our thanks with those who have served in the armed forces of the United States of America, who have sacrificed much that we might be able to continue to have an election that we just had on Tuesday. You know how many nations that collapse and fall, and new governments have to be set up every few years because they don't have a stable environment in which to have a country. I'm thankful that we have that. I was reading not too long ago in this passage in 1 Thessalonians, where Paul uses language reminiscent of his military past, perhaps, or maybe just the knowledge of what it means to be a soldier, a commanding officer, looking after his people. He talks about the fact that he desired to know of the faith of the church at Thessalonica. He had spent a very brief time there with them, and he was very concerned about their continuing following of Jesus Christ. And he sent Timothy finally to check on them, and he sent word back. He says, all is well here. These people are standing, they're faithful. There are a few problems here, but for the most part. And he says to them in verse 7 of chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all your affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. His concern for them was, now that we know that you've been faithful, we want you to continue to be faithful. And the way that you do that is by standing fast in the Lord. Again, a military term. He talks about in the previous verses of wanting to send someone to go check on them, to make sure that they were fine, they were well. I read recently concerning a military officer who was concerned about a group of his men that he had not heard from. This was during Vietnam days in Cambodia. And he sent helicopter after helicopter looking for this particular group. And finally, a helicopter pilot said, I've seen a little bit of smoke coming up. It's not normal smoke. It's green. Should I go inspect? And they said, yes, go in. Use all diligence to get there, see if it's our men. And it was. There were only four of them left. They had been fighting for days, just a handful of them, trying to hold their spot, and they felt it was safe enough to go ahead and send up a green smoke cloud. They went in there, took the helicopters, got them out, brought them back to the base, and they told about how they had to fight battle after battle. But they said, sir, all we could remember was our last orders that were given. You're to hold the ground. And that's what we did. We held the ground. And you and I have to understand that if we're going to be faithful in these days, we're going to have to stand fast. That's just another way of saying we have to hold the ground. Stand fast for what's right and not let ourselves become. And so we're thankful today not only for the service of those men and women who have fought in battles past, who have defended our nation, who currently serve in the military, but we're also thankful today for Christians who have stood in the gap, who have been faithful individuals, missionaries on foreign fields, carrying forth the gospel. We're thankful for them as well.